Here's the subject. A couple of years ago, a group of middle-aged women in North Yorkshire, England, decided to pose nude for a calendar in order to raise money for a local clinic. Fascinated by the subject of aid to local clinics, Hollywood has converted this story into a movie, Calendar Girls. Karen talked to actress Julie Walters and one of the real-life Calendar Girls, Angela Baker.
What was the epiphany that led the ladies to decide, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to take off our clothes to raise this money.
Well, we'd thought about it for a long time, but not done anything about it. And it was when John, my husband, became ill with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the idea came back to raise some money for either the ward or Leukemia Research Fund.
Julie, you got an Oscar for a role a lot of us remember very fondly in educating Rita. Why did you see the role of Annie Clark as something that appealed to you?
Well, Annie wasn't the sort of role that I normally played. It was very different to things that I'd done before, in that normally I'd be more likely to play somebody who sort of rushes in and, you know, never stops talking, and a bit like me, really. And Annie was very still and quite quiet.
In one scene, Annie is whisper quiet as she tries to convince her friend Cora, played by actress Linda Bassett, to pose nude for the calendar.
Old. So if I'm not going to get him out now, when am I?
Angela, when you all decided to do this, the ladies finally made this decision that they were going to do it, but a lot of the ladies had men at home. What did the husbands and the town elders say about this?
Well, at first it was kept a secret.
Really? So
yes.
Did they find out that you had posed nude before the calendar was actually published?
I think some of them knew, yes.
And what was the reaction?
Well, on the day of the launch, they just thought the calendar was just beautiful.
Julie, in addition to the real-life ladies taking off their clothes, all you actresses had to do that.
We were really dreading it. I mean, Helen wasn't so worried, and she was a bit of a cheerleader.
Helen Mirren, your co-star.
Helen Mirren. And I rang Nigel before we started
your
rehearsing.
Your director.
Nigel Cole. And I said, what sort of pose? What are you going to see when I'm in? And he said, you're going to be at a piano. I said, is it an upright? and he said, yes. So I was really relieved. I thought I was going to be the other side of the upright, you know, peeping over the top. I didn't realise I was going to be from the back, you know, doing it.
Angela, you went through this in real life, taking off your clothes, having the pictures taken. What did it feel like after that was done? Did you feel liberated?
Well, on the first night, Terry Logan, the photographer, he took 7 photographs. And he just said, you know, would you like to come and choose a photograph? And when I saw them, I thought, they're absolutely beautiful. And because up till then, I just thought, who would want to buy a calendar with old women on it, really, you know?
But I mean, the sales for this turned out to be phenomenal. So what kinds of people bought calendars?
Well, we were just going to have 1,000 made. And then the printer said, it's not worth putting on the press for 1,000. So we had to have a meeting to see whether we dare go to 3,000. And we did. And they'd gone on the first day when we launched it. Everyone was buying it. Men, women, everyone. Everyone loved it.
What does this movie say about what's attractive in a woman?
The reality of the women is what's beautiful. And the photograph sort of, it brings out something from within. And they look beautiful within their age.
Angela, what do you think it says about what's attractive in a woman?
Well, I think you don't have to be stick thin and gorgeous. You know, everyone's got something to give. And we were just us, really. We didn't have any beauty treatments, you know, no exercises. If we'd have thought we were going to sell so many calendars, probably we would have done. But, you know, we just unloosened our bra straps 2 hours before we had our photographs, and that was it.
Angela Baker is a member of the Rilston Women's Institute in North Yorkshire, England, and one of the original True Life Calendar Girls. Julie Walters is an Academy Award-winning actress who co-stars in Calendar Girls, which opens in theaters everywhere on December 19th. Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you.